Fort Nelson property manager Ed Bully is living the natural gas downturn. His business rents commercial property to energy companies. He also rents townhomes to people in the industry, but that's all under threat. One major tenant has told Bully they will break their contract with him this year, and he doesn't know how long he'll be able to keep his rental tenants, and that has Ed Bully feeling pessimistic.
It's not good. Things are very ugly up here, the ugliest I've ever seen it. Born and raised in the community, been here 55 years. Slowest it's ever been. We're an industry-based town without an industry. Plain and simple, there's more vacant shops and vacant office spaces than there ever has been. Will it ever come back? I have my concerns because we have dry gas up here. And they're not pulling any wet byproducts or anything out of the gas, right? Because it's to make the money, and that's how these companies are existing today. The oil and gas companies with the low commodity prices are making money off the byproducts. So we don't have that in our gas. So I'm really concerned about the future of the town going forward. It's going to get a lot worse than what it already is, and it's terrible at best.
That's Ed Bully in Fort Nelson. BC's Northeast had the highest unemployment levels in the entire province since 2016, and the natural gas industry just experienced its lowest amount of drill license sales ever. Today, there's no clear indication if any North Coast liquefied natural gas terminal will go ahead. Len Code is Public Policy Research Director for the Conference Board of Canada. Last year, he reported that three LNG terminals would be worth $5 billion a year for British Columbia. We've reached him by phone this morning for an update. Hello, Len.
Good morning.
Good to have you back on the program. How much longer do you think people in the Northeast will have to wait for some good news on natural gas?
Well, unfortunately, our analysis suggests that in terms of the upstream industry, the production industry, we have another difficult year ahead of us, and then things start to get better in 2018.
How? Tell me more about that discernment. Why do you think things will get better by 2018?
Well, we've had 3 years now of weak, soft prices. We have a global LNG market that is in balance or perhaps a little bit oversupplied for the next couple of years. We've had drilling, as already mentioned, we've had drilling reductions across Canada. We're expecting that to continue into this current year, and we're expecting natural gas production to actually be lower in 2017 than 2016, and that's because of that's a direct result of the lower drilling activity over the past 2 to 3 years.
And this is such a different tone from a few years ago when we were thinking about the possibility of at least three LNG terminals going ahead in BC. Your report saying that the province could reap $5 billion a year from that. What's your outlook now? How likely is it that we may see that many terminals here in BC?
Well, there is still a tremendous benefit available if the terminals are built, but of course, those decisions are difficult decisions these days. We still, in all of our economic forecasting and energy sector forecasting, we are still projecting that at least one terminal will be built.
You mentioned the pressures that are being faced. Where do those pressures come from when it comes to the future of the natural gas industry and LNG?
Well, they're kind of two separate pieces. The natural gas industry, of course, that's mostly about two things. One is we're into almost 20 years now of growth in shale gas development in the U.S., and that means that the U.S. doesn't need the same volume of natural gas from Canada as it did 10 to 15 years ago. Certainly, natural gas production from British Columbia has done better than the rest of the country in terms of access and continuation of export markets. But markets for Canadian natural gas in the U.S. have been soft for about a decade now. You put that together with prices that are below $4 today and a decade ago were above $12, and you've got financial conditions for the industry that are very challenging. Notwithstanding the high quality of British Columbia's Montney and Horn River resources, it still is financially a challenging industry.
There's social challenges as well.
Absolutely. Expectations were created, and delivering on those expectations has been such a challenge.
We heard over Christmas that Petronas could make a potential change to their plans by not using that shoreline on Leelu Island. Do you think that will make a difference?
Well, make a difference in what sense?
Do you think that by changing these plans that this project could actually come to fruition?
So the change that's been discussed, of course, has come out of further consultations with local communities and Aboriginal peoples. And there, I haven't been involved in the discussions, obviously, but those kinds of changes typically occur when a suggestion that improves the project comes forward. And so the question, one of the questions now is, whether this change has been fully and properly canvassed through the regulatory process and could proceed without a further review, or whether it needs to be reviewed from a regulatory point of view.
Maybe you can reflect on what impact a terminal like the one for Leelu Island with Petronas would have on employment back on the other side of the province in the northeast, where we heard from Ed Bully in Fort Nelson.
Sure, absolutely. The first phase of the Pacific Northwest LNG project would generate enough upstream activity to almost double the number of wells that we are projecting would be drilled in 2017. So it would take around 1,000 wells a year for a period of 4 to 5 years to build up enough natural gas supply to supply that LNG terminal with the first two trains. Now, of course, progress has been drilling wells. They've been one of the biggest drillers in BC historically, but they would have to accelerate their drilling relative to last year in order to supply that terminal. So should that final investment decision be taken and the construction start, we would expect to see a parallel increase in drilling by Progress and other suppliers to that project.
When you're talking about 1,000 wells every year for 4 to 5 years, any idea how that translates into jobs? How many jobs could that possibly create? I'm making you do your math this morning.
Well, employment would be in the range of 10,000 to 15,000 over the 10,000 to 15,000 person years of employment over the construction phase over the 5 years. So
right.
That could be as high as 3,000 to 4,000 people that are working each year during the construction phase of the project.
Well, that's still a lot of hurdles. Len Code, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
Len Code is the Public Policy Research Director for the Conference Board of Canada, and we reached him in Calgary this morning. And what do you think as you watch the markets for LNG and the natural gas industry? The prediction from Len Code that things will likely be weak continuing into 2017. You can tell us about what you're seeing in your own place of work. You can email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Call us up on the listener line 1-866-340-1932. We're also on Facebook and Twitter @DaybreakNorth.